Rosh Shavuos is always important. We know that we've been preparing now already for 45 days of Hachana from Pesach, second day of Pesach to Shavuos. And so tonight also the Shir will be focused on Shavuos. We know there are many who've been spoken about, and we've spoken many years before, why Bamidbar is always the Shabbos right before Shavuos, and why the Torah was actually given in a Midbar in the Lubavitch Rebbe, and so many others have pointed out that Parshas Bamidbar is before Shavuos, and the Torah was given in a Midbar to teach us that the Torah really doesn't depend on any environment, it doesn't depend on any place, it doesn't depend on any time. You know, the most inhospitable climate, environment for human life, certainly known to human beings at that time, was really a desert, whether the North Pole and South Pole are less hospitable to human life than a desert. One could argue, Mistama, that is correct, that they're, we'll let the doctors decide that, what's less conducive to human life. But certainly that's what a desert represented. A desert represented really the end of human endeavor, and therefore Torah was given in a Midbar, because we have to understand that the Torah doesn't depend on where you are. It doesn't depend on what your circumstances are. And that's an important message also, why many explain Torah wasn't given in Eretz Yisrael, because when Torah is given in Eretz Yisrael, a person can think that what? That you only have to keep Torah in Eretz Yisrael. I know there were those who, when they would put tefillin on a plane on their way to Eretz Yisrael, when they got to Eretz Yisrael, they'd put on tefillin again. Why? Because the mitzvahs you did in Chutz La'aretz, it's not the same as the mitzvahs when you do them in Eretz Yisrael. And this is the Gemara in Ksubas about it, that like the mitzvahs outside of Eretz Yisrael are practice. Only the mitzvahs that you do in Eretz Yisrael are the ones that really, really count. But we know halachically that's not, we don't take that literally. We don't take that as really a din. Certainly we wouldn't say if you daven mincha, okay, daven again when you get to Eretz Yisrael. But there are those that had such a minhag. But we know that the Torah wasn't given Eretz Yisrael, so a person shouldn't think that. We know that that was part of the nisayon of the Jews when they went into their first galus, when they went into Bavel, when they were in Persia, that they didn't feel that the covenant with God had been breached and now there was no more responsibility to keep Torah and that the Torah is only in Eretz Yisrael. So those are a number of different reasons why Dafka Torah was given in the Midbar, the Shabbos before Shavuos, not always, but almost always, is the Parsha of Bamidbar itself. And of course, the Parsha of Bamidbar has other lessons. Lubavitch Rebbe points out that, in Parshas Bamidbar is where in each Shevet is really divided up into their travel plans. And each Shevet has their own encampment and their own flag. And the Lubavitch Rebbe says, once you have that, that's when you can have real Achdus. Real Achdus is not the loss of individual identity. Real Achdus is when you maintain your individual identity, but what? You're still able to connect with the broader message and the broader group. And that's a very important message when you're coming to Shavuos. Shavuos, Ve'ichan Shem Yisrael Neged Har Kishechad B'Lev Echad, the sense of Achdus doesn't mean that it's a nullification of individual identity. We're not communists in the sense that we believe that you're just another brick in the wall, that you're basically just a cog in the big machine. We don't believe that. We believe every person has great value. We believe every person has great individuality and great uniqueness to her and to him. And so too with every Shevet. Every Shevet is different, right? We know that there were different gates in the Beis HaMikdash to enter into the Mikdash. Why? Because each Shevet had their own gate, because each Shevet had their own unique path of Avoda, right? And you see that with different groups. Different groups have different mitzvahs that they focus on, even different Hasidic groups. Every group has a different their mitzvah, Satmar Bikur Cholim, and this one is Achmas Archim, this one is Tefillah, this one is, so everyone's a little bit different, but the differences, when you celebrate the differences, and then you're able to bring them together to create that broader mural, that's true Achdus, Lubavitch Rebbe says, and that's why he points out the Parshas Bamidbar is always before Shavuos, because only when you recognize your uniqueness, only when you see the special flag of each Shevet and their own colors and their own designs, and the Medrash actually says the colors of each Shevet and what their design was, only when you have that uniqueness, that individuality, that's when the Achdus really becomes meaningful. That's when this, and that's that only happened really at Bamidbar. Right, they were able to find that special That's what made them special, and therefore the Achdus became that much more special. What's interesting also about Shavuos, before we get to that, there's an idea. We're going to say a number of ideas from the Chassam Sofer tonight. You know, just looking at the time, we're not going to get to some of the other ideas. I had a few ideas from the Rebbe. But the Chassam Sofer points out that when it comes to Shavuos, he says a person becomes a Bria Chadasha Mamash. That on Shavuos, a person has the opportunity to literally become a new person. What does that mean? That you could become a Bria Chadasha on Shavuos. What is that about Shavuos? Because we pointed this out. I think we learned this here together, right? A few weeks ago, the idea from Matzeo Solomon, based on the Yerushalmi, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Ches, that Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos are very, very similar holidays, right? And we mentioned that the Shabbos briefly before laning, the Gemara and Megillah, that Ezra was misaking that you read the Tochachas before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Tichla Shano Klosel, let the year come to an end and the curses come to an end. So that implies that Rosh Hashanah is a new year to a degree, just like Rosh Hashanah is a new year. The Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah says on both of these days, a person has a totally clean slate on Rosh Hashanah and on Shavuos. And what Chassam Sofer goes to say is just like, you know, there's the concept on Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Ha'aras Olam, Hayom Yamin V'Mishpat Kol Yitzuri Olam, and that's the day of recreation, the day of a new conception, right, of who you are, of the whole world. So too the Chassam Sofer says that it mamish is on Shavuos, that you're a Bria Chadasha. Why? Because of the great Tosefes Or that each and every one of us receives on this day. It's a little bit similar to the idea that Eitan Katz said over at the Oneg we had with him way earlier in the year. Remember this year we actually had Eitan Katz for Shabbos way back when? Can you remember that far back? I can't remember last week, right? I have to remember back. I have to remember back that far that we had Eitan Katz. So he said a beautiful idea from Rav Huttner, that Rav Huttner pointed out that the idea that on Shabbos a person doesn't need panim chadashos for Sheva Brachos. Why? Because Shabbos is the panim chadashos. What does that mean? So everyone says, oh, Shabbos Malkasa, Shabbos is the queen. So Rav Huttner says, no. Rav Huttner says that when Shabbos comes, you have panim chadashos. You're a different person when Shabbos comes. So the Chassam Sofer says that you know, similar to what Rav Huttner says about Shabbos, that there's a newness to you on Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer is saying that on Shavuos is such great Tosefes Or, there's such great light that comes into this world that you become a Bria Chadasha Mamish. You become literally a new person. Others connect this to the idea that Shavuos was really the mass conversion of the Jewish people. The Jewish people did not exist until Har Sinai. What were we until Har Sinai? We were a very large, large tribe, right? We were a very large, extended family. There are those of Yochanan Zweig as a whole Torah that it was in Mitzrayim that we became an Am. But in terms of the formal legal definition of Am Yisrael, of Bnei Yisrael, that didn't happen until Har Sinai. It was a mass gear, so it makes sense then. If that was, as we've always said, that Michtav Melior of Dessler and so many others talk about this idea that whenever you come to a special moment in the year, it's really not just a historical remembrance, but it's really a reliving of the same spiritual energies, the same aura that was brought into the world at that time. Just like on Seder night, we said that's the night, Laila Ka'or Yoyer, that the night of the Seder, it shines, spiritually it shines like it's day, just like the Chazal that says, it was light the night of the 15th of Nisan in Egypt, right? So too, that light shines every year again on the 15th of Nisan, the night of the Seder. So too, the Or that came into the world on Shavuos, the Or that came, that really brought a new neshama to Klal Yisrael, meaning there was no Klal Yisrael until that point. So too, every year we re-experience that. every year there's a rebirth, a recreation of who we are. And this is why the Yerushalmi says that when you look in Parshas Pinchas, when you look in all of the section of the Karbanos, right, every Yont, if you read the Maftir from Parshas Pinchas, where it lists all the Karbanos, so we know that there's something unique by Shavuos, because it doesn't say Chatos, it doesn't say Chet. V'ser Echad L'chatos, or uses the lashon of chait by every yontif for the musaf, except for Shavuos. It doesn't mention chait. And Yerushalmi says that's because there is no chait on Shavuos. A person that's makabel al Torah, you accept that light, you take on that new light, that new spiritual energy, everything is wiped away. So that's why, according to Chassam Sofer, there's a great opportunity that we have coming up, this coming Motzei Shabbos and Sunday. Really a great, great chance. And that's why their tzaddikim will say that that's why, even if you haven't, again, I shouldn't tell you this because there's still time to Sfira, right? There's still a few days left to Sfira. So I don't want to tell you, duh, you don't have to do the work on Sfira. But they say, even if a person did nothing the whole Sfira, and she wakes up and is inspired on Shavuos, mamish on Shavuos alone, you can get all of the energy, all of the tikkun, all of the tara, all of the kedusha on Shavuos day itself. That's how great this day is. What's interesting about the day, going back to a unique halacha of the karbanos of the day, that the Chassam Sofer has a lot of Torahs about, that shows us a lot about the uniqueness of Davka Shavuos. We know that we don't really bring any karbanos from chametz. In fact, the Torah tells us earlier in Sefer Vayikra that you cannot bring chametz. We know personally there's one karban you brought as chametz, and what was that? That was the karban toda, the karban of giving thanks. That was allowed to be chametz. We're not going to get into that right now, but we know that when it came to karbanos tzibur, public karbanos, right, what was chametz? The shtei halechem on Shavuos. Nothing else was chametz. The lechem upon him every Shabbos, that wasn't chametz. That was like a lafa type thing. It was folded up, right? It didn't rise up. So that's why, you know, many mefarshim say, what's pshat? What's pshat? Dafka, when it comes to the yantif of Shavuos, you bring karbanos of chametz, right? Didn't we just spend 6 weeks, because now it's 6.5 weeks ago, saying how bad chametz is, and how you have to get rid of it, and it's the yetzahara, and it's arrogance, and it's, you know, it's time run amok. So now all of a sudden, oh, now we have chametz. You know, like, now chametz is good? What yontif does bacon become good? You know what I'm saying? What yontif is, you know, if chametz is so bad, now this is a yontif, you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, you're the question, no? Am I just making a mountain out of a molehill? I think there's a mountain. You know, it's not a molehill, it's a mountain, right? So what does this mean? What does this mean? So the Chassam Sofer has a couple of arts that's so beautiful. Some about Torah, some about the importance of a human being. So let's talk about the importance of a human being. He quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Bo. We're reaching it back. Ki b'chozak yod hotzi Hashem alokecha eschem mi'eretz Mitzrayim v'lo ye'achel chametz. That because Hashem took you out with a strong hand from the land of Egypt, you cannot eat chametz. So Chassam Sofer says, what's the reason you can't eat chametz on Pesach? Why? Because Hashem took you out. Meaning, Yitzias Mitzrayim, what was known as Nisarusa de la'ela, that was an awakening from above. We didn't deserve it. It was all Hashem pouring His light into this world in a way that we just had to make ourselves vessels. We just had to do the Carbon Pesach, we had to have the Damila, just to be able to receive that light, just to make ourselves vessels that we could take it. Otherwise, we would have been broken, like Nebuch, so many of the Jews during Makas Choshech that didn't make it, that were broke by the process of redemption, by the unfolding Geula and light that were poured in during each, because we know each Makkah there was great light that Hashem brought into the world, right? And especially Choshech, when it was dark for the Mitzrayim, there was great light brought to the Jews, and that was too overwhelming for some Jews that Mamish couldn't accept it. So when it came to Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem said, no chametz, only matzah. Because what does matzah symbolize? What does matzah symbolize? That we do nothing. Totally flat, totally humble. That we have no hand in this at all. That's what matzah represents. And Yitzias Mitzrayim, you did nothing. You had no role in, we had no role in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Come Shavuos. What's Shavuos? What's Shavuos about? Shavuos is about right when we make a commitment to Hashem, as we said a number of weeks ago, that I've seen in so many Svarim since. People ask me, where did I saw it? I see it everywhere, this idea that what does the name Shavuos mean? Of course it means weeks. But what else does Shavua mean? It means oath, and there are two oaths that are made. Yes, there's the oath that Hashem makes to the Jewish people. Hashem made that commitment to us at Har Sinai. But there was also what? The oath that we had to make to Hashem. The commitment that we took upon ourselves. So Shavuos is when we have to recognize the godless ha'adam, the greatness of a human being. Not only that Hashem loves us so much, that we saw at Pesach Mitzrayim, but that Hashem wants a commitment from us. Hashem wants to be connected to us. He wants that relationship with us. And that's something that we have to stand up for. And that's why also, this is the Yontif of Chag HaBikurim. This is why Bikurim begins on Shavuos, because what does Bikurim represent? It represents a person's own maaseh yadav. It represents what you've done. You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and you recognize ultimately everything that I do, Hashem, is really a function of your giving me great ability. But in Chag HaBikurim, a person is supposed to feel a certain sense of accomplishment, and again, we could only accomplish because of Hashem. Right, that's the great fallacy that everyone thinks, oh, I'm a great businessman. No, we do things all because of Hashem. And that's what Shavuos, one of the lessons of Shavuos, the Chassam Sofer says, that on Shavuos we bring karbanos of chametz, because on Shavuos we have to recognize the great responsibility, the effort that Hashem expects from us. Whereas in Mitzrayim there was very little effort, right? And again, we think, wait, making bread is no effort. Making matzah is a ton of effort. Hence the $37 a pound. That's cheap, right? Okay, shkoch, I get it. I know, right? But the idea that on Shavuos, there's a karbanos, because that represents human endeavor. That represents human activity. The sense that we do have to feel good, that we do have to be, you know, what's known as azaz the kedusha, gaiva the kedusha, holy arrogance, holy brazenness. You know, the story is told, I think I've told it to you before, that one time a therapist went to Rav Volbi and said, you know, Rebbe, I have to work on these feelings of gaiva that I have when I really help a person, when I really help a kid in need, I help a couple. I feel so good about myself, like, oh, I did a good thing. Like, how do I work on those feelings of gaiva, on those feelings of arrogance? And Rav Volbi smiled and he said, I don't know what to tell you, I have the same feelings. Meaning, he said, you should feel good. You should feel good about yourself. Again, you have to recognize it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But you should feel that you're a proper vessel. You're bringing the goodness of Hashem into the world. You're being mar be'or. You're increasing light. You're increasing ahava. You're increasing kavod into the world in a good way. And we should feel good about that. And that's why we bring chametz on Shavuos. Because we recognize that we're the ones HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to, and that means we have a great responsibility. And that means we have, you know, we spoke about this in the drush a couple of weeks ago, in Parshas Emor, 2 weeks ago, from Rav Yitzchak Tursky Shlita and Amita Shel Torah, that so much of Torah, the concept of eight, the concept of seven sevens, and then the 50th, the ultimate eight, is human responsibility to continue God's creativity. Meaning seven doesn't only mean nature, and eight is me'ala teva, beyond nature, supernatural. But seven represents God's actions, and eight represents what we have to do, our responsibility. So that's why it makes so much sense that Shavuos is the yontif, not of matzah. It's the yontif of chametz. It's the yontif of bikurim. Because this is the yontif dafka, that we celebrate what we can do. We celebrate what we are. And that's why it's interesting that the Chassam Sofer also says an idea that we know from the Sefer Yetzira, that in Kedusha, ideas are expressed in a threefold manner. Ideas in Kedusha. It's Nefesh, Zman, and Makom, and Olam. For example, you know, they say the Nefesh of the Kohen Gadol, the Zman is Yom Kippur, the place is Kodesh Kadashim. And the Chassam Sofer says it's on Yom Tovim also. The Yontif of Pesach is Nefesh. That was the birth of the Neshama of the Jewish people, because that's when the very first mitzvahs were given. Right? We weren't Klal Yisrael in the legal, responsible sense of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zel Azeh. But there was a sense of mitzvahs that were given there, right? Achodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodashim. So that's when that nefesh was distinguished to a degree. Makom is sukkis. You create a makom. And he says Shavuos is man. Shavuos is time. But what we have to recognize is that whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makomo Shel Olam, HaMakom, we refer to Hashem as HaMakom. And we know everyone's neshama is connected, is a chelak elokam nimal mamish, as the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya says, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Zman is uniquely human. And that's why Hashem gave us Zman. Right, HaKadosh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim, in preparing us to take on this role as his partners in creation. And that's why Shavuos is the Yontif that we count Zman from Pesach up until Shavuos. And you could argue again, the name of the Yontif, if it's not from oaths, is from a system of time. A system of time, weeks, because that's what Shavuos is. So that's another idea in terms of understanding what the greatness of a human being is. And this connects to the idea that this is why we're Briya Chadash and Mamish on Shavuos, where we have to understand who we are, because until you understand who you are, see really what you've accomplished in the past isn't really an expression of your true greatness, because you know you're really so much more than that. You could be so much greater than that. And continuing on with this idea of the karbanos of chametz that we find on Shavuos, so we know that, as we said before, what else does chametz represent? So we know, we've always talked about this so many times, why do you have to go so crazy to get every crumb of chametz, every kezayis of chametz out of your rishus? Remember, so the famous tshuva that really, what must chametz represent? It must represent the yetzahara. Remember the famous Tshuva Sadr Baz that he says, and he doesn't, what?
It's like inflated, right?
Right, so we'll get to that. Yeah, no, that's similar to what we were saying. But that it means that Chametz represents the Yetzer. He's saying, because why do we go so crazy? It must be because it's really very bad. It represents Yetzer. And the Gemara has the idea that the Yetzer is known as Sa'or Shebe'isa, the sourdough in the sa'or, the yeast basically in the dough, meaning the Yetzer causes, as Ariana said, the arrogance, the puffiness, right? The idea of causing so many things to unfold. And so the Chasam Sofer says, and that's why we have Chametz on Shavuos, because it's the Yetzer. What does that mean? We know that the Mishnah Maseches Brachos tells us you have to serve Hashem with both your Yetzers. Your Yetzer HaTov, and you have to serve Hashem with your Yetzer Hara as well. You have to serve, one second, how do you know how to serve Hashem with your Yetzer Hara? How can a person do this? Only with Torah. Only when you have Torah can you understand how all parts of a human being are focused on service of Hashem. And this is what Chasam Sofer also says. He brings down Makoros that matzah represents the neshama and chametz represents the guf. And because only with Kabbalah Satorah, only when you have Torah, can you be mekadesh the guf, can you sanctify the body. Only with Torah can a person corral that yetzahara, you know, the idea that barasi yetzahara or barasi Torah tavlin, the Gemara says, that I created a Yetzirah, and I created Torah as what? As the tavlin, as the spices. And the Yetzirah isn't intrinsically bad. The Yetzirah is, the way we understand it, is part of Hashem's plan to make us greater, to give us the opportunity to make choices. But that's why, to understand the Yetzirah, to give it a good taste, what do you have to have? You have to have Torah. You have to look through the prism of Torah, and then you understand the Yetzirah. You understand what the Yetzirah is trying to make you do. And this is what enables the person to have the chametz, is when we have the Torah. And that's why the Gemara tells us, in Psachim and a number of other places, that there's a machlokes tanaim, whether or not you're obligated to have seudos in celebration of a yontif. Meaning there are those that argue there's no chiyuv to have a seuda, an obligation to have a meal. Theoretically, a person could fast on Yontif. Person wants to be very, very holy. Pesach night, you have the matzahs at the Seder. Pesach day, you fast. Sukkot night, you eat in the sukkah. Sukkot day, you can fast. Rosh Hashanah, you can fast. There's a machlokas. We don't paskin that way, obviously. But even the man, the Omer, who says, even the opinion that says that really there's no obligation to have a suda on Pesach, no obligation to have a suda on Rosh Hashanah, no obligation to have a suda on Sukkot. You know what, Yontif? Lekule Alma, you have to have a suda? According to everyone, which Yontif? Shavuos. You just tell me Shavuos. I would tell you Vinahapuchu. Is this a Purim joke? I didn't talk about Purim, right? Because everyone says you have to have a suda on Purim, right? But I don't understand. Why Shavuos? Shavuos is the yontif of Torah, is the yontif of spirituality. It's the yontif on spirituality that you specifically are mechuyev, according to everyone, to celebrate physically? Exactly, yes. Exactly, yes. As the Kotzker says, that after Kabbalah Satorah, Moshe Rabbeinu in Devarim, when he was recounting what happened, the Kabbalah story said, and after Kabbalah Satorah, I said, Shuvu la'alechem, go back to your tents. Right before Kabbalah Satorah, there was a separation between man and woman. After Kabbalah Satorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe tells the Jews, Shuvu la'alechem, go back to your tents, because the Kotzker says, Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li. Right, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, according to some on the Yom HaMiyuchas Beis Sivan, Anshei Kodesh Tiyun Li, that I need you to be holy people. Hashem says, I don't want you to be malachim. You're not supposed to be malachim. You're not, you're human beings. And as human beings, you have Yetzirahs, and as human beings, you make mistakes. As human beings, you have physicality. But it's through Torah that you can elevate it. And that's the whole purpose of this world. God says, I have enough dwelling places in the world above. There are enough hechalos, there are enough palaces in Kabbalah. Hashem says, I want a palace below, and only you can create that for me. Only you can make that for me. And that's why it's dafka on Shavuos, dafka the yontif of spirituality and Torah, that you specifically have to have a meal. You specifically have to celebrate. So now you'll feel good about having the cheesecake, right? No, it doesn't have to be cheesecake. It doesn't have to be. That's why I'm going to the doctor tomorrow to tell me, you better not eat a lot in Shavuos. Right? Okay. Do vidui before Shavuos. But the idea is that this is why dafka on Shavuos, you have to have a suda. Because it's through Kabbalah Satorah that a Jew understands how to relate to the physical world. That's why we can have Kabbanos, Davkov Chametz, on Shavuos. The only Yontif. And the only Yontif when there's Zechi of Lachem. We'll just end with one more idea for Chum Sam Sofer. I'll save Malach Biederman for drushes and other times. You know, Bezrim, there will be a woman shir, first day Yontif, the Babbage's, I believe, at 4:30 p.m. 4:30 p.m. I'll be giving a Shavuos shir. So there's a great idea in Rus I want to talk about, but maybe not. There's so much to talk about. I mean, it's such a short holiday, but there's so much to talk about. But, you know, I'll end with one idea about Rus from Chassam Sofer, because tonight has basically been Chassam Sofer night. But he says, very interesting, he says, why do we read Rus? Because, he says, we know, Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omed. The world stands on three things. Al HaTorah, Val Avoda, Val Gemilas Chasadim. He said, Avoda, we know that Pesach and Shavuos are really one holiday, right? The Ramban points that out in Parshas Emor. We've spoken about it so many times. That's why Shavuos is known as Atzeres. In rabbinic literature, it's Atzeres because Atzor, it's the stopping, it's the end. Just like there's a Shemini Atzeres to Sukkis, Shavuos is the Atzeres of Pesach. It's the end of Pesach. The Ran in Arvei Pesachim says that Zman Cheruseinu really wasn't Pesach. We don't celebrate Pesach for freedom. Pesach we celebrate because that's when we saw Ashgacha Pratis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world. When is Man Cheruseinu? The Ran in Arvei Pesachim says Shavuos. That's when we really became free. Al Tikrei Charus El Cherus. Don't read that the words were engraved on the Luchos, but the words gave us freedom. Torah gives us freedom from being slaves to physicality and everything we've been talking about now. So the idea that they're one Yontif, so Pesach is Avodah, Shavuos is Torah, Torah Avoda. Where's Gemilas Chasadim? The Chassam Sofer says that's why you read Rus on Shavuos. Because the story of Rus is a beautiful story of Chesed. The whole book is a book of Chesed. And we know that really if we're saying that Shavuos is really the time when we become a Bria Chadasha, and in fact Rav Shimshon Pinkus points out that Pesach is the birth of the Jewish people, Shavuos is the bat and bar mitzvah of the Jewish people. That's when we become gedolim. That's what Shavuos is, when you become bar and bat mitzvah. And that's why it's also related to Zman. I mean, I'm not going down that path. It's going to be too long. There's even a story about that with the senator that I was once teaching, when I told him, Senator, I hate to tell you, you were bar mitzvahed already. It's like, I never had a bar mitzvah rabbi. I'm like, no. You were bar. I'm sorry to tell you. Yeah, you were bar mitzvahed. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, you don't have to party, but don't have to go up to the Torah. I said, no, you don't have to. You were bar mitzvahed. I promise you, when you were 13 in a day, you were bar mitzvahed. He was like blown away by that, an older Jewish senator a number of years ago. But the idea that Shavuos is we become a Bria Chadasha, just like when you become bar mitzvah, so you become like, you're Omid al Das, you become the new you, and therefore it has to have Torah Avoda and Gemilas Chasadim, and that's what we read Megillas Rus for. To understand what it means to be a Balas Chesed, to be a Bal Chesed, because we know ultimately the Gemara tells us that Tchiloso Chesed Vesofo Chesed, that the Torah itself is all a book of Chesed. It begins with an act of Chesed. The act of Chesed is very interesting. What's the act of Chesed? And again, we're not going to go down. This is something to think about. The act of Chesed that the Gemara says is Vayas Lahem Kosnos Or Vayal Bishem, that Hashem made leather garments for Adam and Chava and dressed them in it after they realized they were unclothed after the sin of the Eitz Hadas Tov Hara. So that was the first act of Chesed. You could argue the act of Chesed was creation. As David HaMelech says, okay, so that's a good thing to talk about your Shavuos table, okay? Debate it, right? And the act of Chesed that ends the Torah is actually Hashem burying Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara says that the Torah itself is all a book of Chesed. That's the essence of Torah, of to being a Bal Chesed. So Hashem should just help us as we prepare these final days of Sfira Sa'omer, understanding the purifying effect that Sfira has on ourselves, readying us for Shavuos, Zman Matan, Torasenu, to receive the gifts that Hashem wants to give us, but understand that we have to step up to the responsibility that comes with those gifts, right? With great gifts comes great responsibility. And to celebrate the excitement of Kabbalah Satorah and to celebrate understanding the levels that Torah can bring us to. Shkoyach. Shkoyach.